Back at the Classic of the Country, I'm joined by third-year assistant basketball coach for UMass, University of Massachusetts, that being Claire Fitzpatrick at the Classic of the Country for the very first time. And Claire, we get a lot of people that kind of repeats here. This is their first time, first visit to Classic. What's been your impression of the event so far?
So far, it's been really good basketball. A lot of tough competition, people really fighting out there, gritty basketball, team basketball, and great hospitality so far. So it's been a great experience.
That's awesome. We're kind of talking off the air about the UMass joining the Mid-American Conference. What's that been like being a part of the MAC?
Yeah, it's been awesome. It's our first year in the conference, and we're excelling so far. We're 5-1, so we're really excited about where we're positioned right now. And it's been honestly a really great transition. A lot of great teams, team basketball that share, and just a lot of talented players and teams within the conference.
You mentioned transition. You were a college basketball player at Cornell in the Ivy League. Obviously, that's a propelled you into being a college coach. Was that something you always felt like you were going to do someday, being a coach, or no?
Not necessarily, but, you know, when I thought about, you know, when I was in college and what I wanted to do afterward, I didn't want to sit behind a desk and just do the same thing every single day. And, you know, college coaching presents that. You know, every single day is different between the players that you get to recruit, the scouting reports and practice. You're always tackling new challenges, which is awesome.
Well, aside from being at UMass here, can you just give us a sense about the overall coaching background up to this point then?
Yeah, I've been mainly in the Northeast area for my coaching career. I started at Yale University right out of college, and then I went over to the Air Force Academy over in Colorado, which was an interesting experience dealing with the military aspect, and then spent years at the College of the Holy Cross back in Massachusetts, and then moved on over to UMass after that, and that's where I am now.
Just over the course of the time here, just that each program do it maybe a little bit differently, and how does that kind of presents the kind of, what have you learned, I guess, and how it allows you to be the coach that you are, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, I've really been able just to work for really great people as head coaches, and then those people that have always cared about the human over the player, and I feel like that's been something, no matter how you do it, because everyone does do it differently and everything, but I've worked for people that are, the fundamental is the relationships and really caring about the person over the player first.
You know, a lot of talk about the transfer portal, the NIL, all that kind of stuff here. How's that changed, I guess, recruiting, I guess, at the college level?
Yeah, I think you have to be able to balance two different things. One, you got to recruit high school kids, because that's the next generation of your program, but yet you got to recruit your own team and be able to recruit, you know, your current team to make sure that they want to stay and that they're building the right culture for you. And you got to have your eye on what's happening around the country and, you know, being ready for players to jump in the portal and that you might be interested in.
Now, what are the things maybe you're looking for right now recruiting-wise, players that maybe fit your program?
I mean, tough kids that are going to be willing to sacrifice out on the court, you know, take charges, go rebound the ball. I think those are things that, you know, not everyone's willing to do. And when you do those things, you really do stand out.
All right, well, Claire, thanks for stopping on by, and good luck to you on the season.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Claire Fitzpatrick, assistant basketball coach at UMass at this year's Classic in the Country.